Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all doing? I hope all is well. Y'all, I just want to entitle this episode. Oh, I gotta hurry up. I got somebody coming in a little bit. Called Pray. I forgot to pray. Baby, I'm telling y'all, every time we're going through something, and whether you a non-believer, whatever, I used to feel bad because I told y'all in previous episodes that I used to feel bad because I would pray and nothing would be behind it. Or I'll do that just because I felt that's what I was supposed to. And things like that. But the true faith and belief behind it wasn't there. And when I was younger. And then I would realize every time I'm going through something, every single time. And I don't know what to do, y'all. I'm telling y'all. It's like one of those things. It's like, to me, I'm learning to go to God. And again, if you're not religious, I understand. But let's skip to the next one. I don't know. But I'm not religious. But I do. I am spiritual. And I do believe in a higher power. And I do believe in God. So, to me, God is love. It's everything that's healing and happy and good. And who's to say what's good and what's not, but things that are not hurting people, things are not, you know. Again, of course, things have to be done when we make mistakes. Consequences. There's consequences. You can't think that you can go through life and there's no consequences to what you've done. You can't blame God for your consequences on choices you've made. Some of those. Now, some things we are out of our control because people are wired the way they're wired. We can't, nobody tells anybody to go rob a bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, their mind is fragile and they couldn't handle the pressure of life. And that's unfortunate. But that's not on God. People need to understand that. Well, why is my life like this? Well, maybe because you sat there and fucking blamed your parents or your life for so, sat there in fucking depression for so long and didn't get out of it and do something about it. Don't get me wrong, I'm not where I want to be at all. You know, I'm still trying to figure out where I want to be. Shit, fuck it, you know? Let's be real. But you can't sit there. I have some people that are still blaming their family, blaming their, you know, mothers, their fathers don't think, like, come on. We fucking grown. How long you gonna do that? I'm sure they got motherfucking stories from their parents. I'm sure shit they probably, you know, didn't have parents. If our parents is old enough, their parents is probably in the 60s. Some, you know, doing drugs. Probably half of them. Shit, that was the thing back then. Everybody was doing drugs. So they probably didn't have present parents, which ain't their fault, but they let that take over their life. I just feel like with my kids, it's like it's deeper. I'm starting to learn that. At first, I only did the basics of what I knew, what I was taught. And then I started thinking, okay, oh, yeah, this is what I would have wanted as a kid. And then I started thinking, oh, yeah, they're not me. They may have their own wants. So start asking them, like, look, you know, what do you like? What would you like to do? Or how would you feel if we did this? Or would you want to spend more time with me? Certain things, you know, that are in my control. But I forgot to pray, y'all. I was going through something. It had nothing to do with the physical. And I'm transitioning to understanding that, you know, the physical, the spirit and all that type of things, because the soul, all those type of things, because there's differences. But I wasn't fighting anything physically. It was just mentally. And then spiritually things were happening as well, but mentally I'm going through this thing in my head and I'm like, shit, fuck, what I want to do? You know, you got so many opportunities, Maisha. You have, you know, some support right now from family and friends and things that I allow. Like, I realize, y'all, I be having anxiety. I didn't realize until, because I I can think back on some moments where I might have had anxiety and I didn't know. But once you figure it out, hold on. Oh, I thought somebody was coming in here. I'm going to say, ugh, leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to eat. But now that I'm realizing that I have anxiety sometimes and I don't like claiming shit on myself, but whatever the fuck it is, a nigga do not be able to focus. You know, I'd be like, oh shit, let me relax. And I normally see that it's when I'm triggered as far as being overwhelmed. It'd be mainly when I have a lot of stuff going on. Not necessarily bad, just like a lot of stuff, you know, like things are happening this next week. Tomorrow's Monday, May 29th. A lot of things are happening this next week that really kind of, you know, they're big deals to me. So I think it's getting to me now. So the other day I had this anxiety attack. And I was like, fuck, what do I do? And it's like, it was like a feeling of, okay, let me sit down, let me breathe, because I'm thinking about all this stuff that I gotta do. And so, I'm like, fuck, I have a lot of shit. So, I started feeling like my chest was tightening up, not in a heart attack way, but in a way like, you know, once you start learning your body and pay attention to your body and your triggers or certain things that happen, not even in a bad way, but just even if your body is in pain, you start, like, I'm noticing things about myself that I need to fix because it's causing me certain pains and stuff in my body. But anyway, so I was, like, having tightness of the chest, and then I was breathing. Not tightness, but I was just like, okay, let me breathe. Let me think. My brain was all over the place. So I sat down, I called one of my friends, and she was kind of doing her own thing, had her own thing going. So sometimes I assess the situation, read the room. If I see a person already got a lot going on, I may not say nothing. Maybe even though I may need them at that moment, I try to be selfless and be like, oh, okay, you doing all right? You know, okay, well, I'm going to let you enjoy your day, you know, even if I might have needed them. So I just let her do her thing. So I got off the phone. I was like, okay. And I knew my husband was at work. I'm like, I don't really want to bother him with this. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm working on my openness. Text him. I was like, hey, babe. I'm having a little anxiety attack. Just need to talk to you real quick if you're not busy. So, first I text him and I said, you busy? And then he said, yeah. He was like, yeah, it's kind of busy a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, I'm having a little anxiety attack. And I was like, I just need to talk to you for a quick second. If you, you know, if you're not busy, if you're not too busy or whatever, call me when you can. So then he calls me right after that. And then, I just talked to him. But I was like, I'm just having a little moment and I'm just getting a little overwhelmed and stuff like that. And, you know, he just talked to me and he was, you know, assuring me to, you know, take my time and all that stuff and gather myself. Just, you know, everything I needed to hear. So, boom, I let him get back to work because, again, I'm trying to be selfless. I don't want to take my energy and put it on anybody else. And my husband works very, 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 very hard. Like, this is not nothing that he's gone and he's telling me he's working late. No, baby, I don't play that. I'm not one of them. I've actually seen my husband, and I know what he does because I goes up there. But that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, he works very, 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 very hard. So I was like, let me not throw him off, you know, too much. So I get off the phone, I play some music, and I just start breathing. And I start gathering myself, and I just start thinking, and I'm like, okay, Maisha, take your time. Think about what you need to do first, or just actually relax your body. So I was telling myself, I'm like, okay, relax your body. And I do not own the rights to the music being played in the back. I always be wanting to play some music sometimes, but I be so fucking scared because of how shit goes. But I think as long as I'm getting old and shit, this is why I haven't went live, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, okay? I used to be a computer, like, I used to figure out anything, and I can still. It's just taking an extra little bit more focus, because I'm like, what? But I do not own the rights to this music being played in the background. But I literally just let me make sure this is turned down because I don't know if it's gonna be too loud for y'all. But I just realized at that moment, I'm like, I need to pray. I'm like, I don't like praying a lot because I have to feel it. Like, I have to actually feel it. You know, I actually have to be in that space of talking because to God, because my mind, I like for my mind to be kind of clear. And I like to come to God when I talk to him wholeheartedly. I don't want to, I'm not saying I don't want to pray. I like to be genuine when I do it because I've prayed and had not have any, had, you know, anything behind it. But anyway, so I prayed. I sat there and I was like, okay, let me just pray. And I did a little prayer. I'm like, God, I did as much as I could without me getting upset or being in a certain space. So I said, God, I'm learning that God just wants you to be really just yourself and be direct. I know I'm playing some music in the back that's cussing, but I just got to be myself. I like this song. I could have played the clear version, the clean version, as y'all say. But I just turned it on, so I'm working on that. But he just wants you to be direct. I think he wants you to come as yourself. Don't fake, don't front. Don't be nobody, try to be nobody else. Don't pray because somebody told you to pray, or don't pray, you know. And so I like to come to God on my authentic self. That's bare, no wig. Nah, not necessarily. But I'm just saying, I come to him when I'm just feeling vulnerable enough to receive what the message and what I need to hear. Because if I miss it, if I'm so upset, or if I'm so fueled by anger, or so fueled by sadness, or so overwhelmed that I'm not going to see the message or hear it, it's to me, it's pointless. So I try to go in with a clear head, and I said, God, I need some direction. I need some direction for real. And it's not that I don't. I'm getting to a point of I need to know. And I'm not saying the future-wise, because I know once I put something in motion, and once, and this is when people, when I say things like this, I don't think I'm above anybody. I am in my own fucking lane. I know what I'm capable of, and that's all that matters. My best is not the same as somebody else's best. Their best is not the same as my best. So I speak for myself when I say these things. I'm not speaking down on no woman. When I play a song and be like, these bitches is something, you know, it is for the bitches that's something, but it ain't for you. Because you're not a bitch. You feel me? So I'm not talking to you. I just get in my mode where I'm like, shit, I'm that bitch. Hey, what's that shit? Hey. And then I put, you know what I'm saying? Then I pop my shit. But I don't want anybody to ever feel like I think I'm above and all that. No, if you feel that way, that's your thinking. That's nothing that I've tried to put out there. I just do a certain thing a certain way. And that makes me who I am. But I don't really do nothing. I mean, I'm just being myself. And some people like it, some people love it, some people don't care for it, and some people feel that it takes their shine. When you're an outgoing person, people feel like you're taking their shine when they're normally used to being the center of attention. I could never. I actually don't like the attention or like that, to be honest. I'm like, I actually don't like the attention. Like, I never really have. I just, you know, to me, it's just a bunch of bullshit. You know, I don't really care for that. You know, I don't care. Like I said, I get in my modes, but I don't really care. So I come in my authentic self and I'm like, God, look, I need direction. I'm like, cause stuff is all over the place. And I'm like, I need direction. I need structure. I'm like, I'm talking to him. I'm like, I'm telling him what I need, bro. Like, give me a direction to go in, and then let me master it. Let me do what I need to do. You know, like, a lot of opportunities have presented themselves and come across me, and I'm just like, whoa. But you got to be in a certain mindset to take a certain position on. And I'm not living in fear and saying that I can't do it and I'll fail. I just know myself at this stage, I'm not there. You know? And I can be honest with myself because I take accountability and I'm self-aware. So I know that the work that it takes to get where I need to be is nothing. I can do that. But my mental, if you build up this empire and your mind is not right, you can crumble. And I don't need 15 years for my mind to get right because I don't want to keep making that an excuse. But life is a fucking process. And healing is a process, especially when you really are trying to heal. It's times you're going to say you're healing. I'm healing and all that. Then John and that bitch and everybody else and they mama and all them motherfucking that came up in your business and all type of shit happened. Now you are like, oh, no. I thought I could handle this. But the true strength is in knowing your strength. In all aspects. I'm like, first off, this is a podcast, so I can't say too much. But I just don't live my life in the nature of wanting to start something with somebody. I just don't have the energy. I definitely am not that person that wants any beef with anyone. I just don't feel that's in anyone's nature, best interest to do. And let me see. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Let me check something. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm trying to eat this food. I got somebody coming in a little bit, but I started praying and I was like, God, give me this, you know, I was just telling him everything I need. And it was me just putting that out there, knowing that it's received. So even if you don't believe in God or whatever you believe in, manifestation, affirmations or whatever, we can look at it all of those types of ways. So I'm going to say that. Maybe you're not there yet, but I'm telling y'all, to be honest, I feel like God is love. And love is being kind, genuine, considerate, having empathy. Like I want to have all those good qualities in me and not allow the world to break me. Because of those qualities. So therefore, that's where we go with boundaries. That's the only way that you can be you and you can keep your world safe. Because this is your world. I get up every morning. I'm not seeing my life through nobody else's eyes. They can't. You can't possibly tell me what it looks like when I wake up in the morning and I look at my husband. You'll never kill ya. And I get up and I go brush my teeth, wash my face, and take a shower and all that. Then I wham, 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 wham. Then I take a shower again, you know. Then I brush my teeth, you know. Then I, again. And then I go kiss my kids good morning. On the cheek, of course, because I don't kiss on the mouth. That's very, very, to me, disturbing, kissing a kid on the mouth. But to each his own. Each his own. My kids know better. They kiss on, we kiss on the cheeks. I don't do all that. We don't take baths together. We're not doing all of that. That's too much for me. Too much is going on, and I ain't got time, and I want my kids to, yeah. So, no offense to anyone. It's just always been a little disturbing to me. But it's a lot of things that people don't agree with. It's some things that I do. But, you can't possibly tell me what it looks like from me, from my eyes and my view. So this is my world. And there's only one way that you can control what's in your world, where you're being fair, showing empathy, and, you know, basically showing love, is to set those boundaries. And I had to pray because I feel like my mind was starting to get, like, clouded. Not in a bad way, but in a bad way. Because you could have a million tasks. And it could be just to go get the kids this, then do this, this, and this, and this, and that. And like I said, I got a real important week coming up this next week that is it's great. I mean, it's a very great thing. It's a lot of first. So, you know, with anything with the first, it can be kind of nervous and all that other stuff. But, yeah, I prayed. I felt better. I put things into motion. I started making sure that my morning and my energy was conserved. My days, I'm learning to utilize my time better. I think I have poor time management. And when it comes to certain things, now certain things I don't play about. I don't. But some things I feel like my timing, I think my timing definitely has always been an issue for me, because I would move off of impulse a lot when it came to certain decisions. Not the big decision, not like that, but like just heat of moments type of things, or, you know, because I work best under pressure, to be honest, and I hate that because, ugh, who wants to do that? But I prayed. Actually, this morning I went and got a scratch off, and I was like, "Come on, God, I need a win." I'm not even playing with y'all, because I bought a scratch off a couple days ago, and I ain't win nothing. I was like, "Dang!" So this morning I was like, "I ain't gonna get it," but you know, it'd be like you got to use like a certain amount of your card. So I was like, "Fuck!" I was like, "Let me get a number three." Three have been coming up to me a lot, so I don't know, y'all. I've got this big thing with numbers. I got this big thing with numbers. I don't know when I developed it. I can't remember. I think I had to been about, I wonder when. I don't know, y'all. It was not too long ago, honestly. Yeah, I think maybe, it's crazy because I don't know. I don't know when I developed that thing about numbers, but I have a thing with numbers. I've always liked math. So I don't know. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But I've always had this thing with numbers. But so something told me to get the number three. I was like, okay, let me get the number three. I've been seeing three. I've been feeling three as a number as we speak right now. Yes, that is crazy, y'all. Y'all don't even understand. I'm telling you, that's crazy. That is so crazy. That's crazy. So anyway, so I got the number three, and then I got here, and I was like, God, 23. I'm gonna tell y'all something. The number 23 have been coming up all morning for me. So I don't know what that's about. So I'm just gonna tell y'all that right now. 23. I don't know. 23. I love the number 23 because that's my date of birth, and I've always loved that number. But I haven't seen it in a while, and today something occurred where it came up at least 5 times already. And as I'm talking to y'all, a 6th time it came up, and it's just hilarious. So I got the scratch off, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna get it. It was a number. It was the number 3. And I was like, okay, can I get that the number 3? So I got the number 3, and then I got to work, and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna need a. I was like, oh man, I said, God, I need a win. Come on, I need a win. So as soon as I scratched it, I won 2 times. I was like, oh shit. I mean, I was okay. I was just playing, but I wasn't playing. But thank you. So that made me feel good. But I'm not saying just pray for any little thing or when you need something. I'm just saying I had to learn that in certain situations when I felt like I didn't know what to do, or even just in praise and thankfulness, you know, I don't think you need to pray when you thankful, but you can give, you know, thank you for, you know, thank you, God, you know, stuff like that. But actually, like, praying, I feel like it has to be from a sincere heart, you know, and when you just don't feel like you know what to do. I'm starting to see that every time I was in a challenging time in my life, like, this is not even on no fun, like, every time I felt like I didn't know what to do and I didn't know who to talk to or what to do, like, I just reached out to God. And it's so crazy. Like, I was like, man, let me give it a go. And I think it's the power of speaking, the power of giving yourself that affirmation, that manifestation, all of that, whatever y'all want to say, and just getting it out there. And you got to put in the work. You have to change your mindset. And I've realized that a lot of times I was down and mentally, not necessarily physically or financially, but mentally. And I just felt confusion. I'm like, God, this confusion will tear you apart. I'm like, God, this confusion. I need direction. I need you to let me know what I need to do, because life is short. And I don't like to continuously use that term, but it is. It's not a forever thing. So, I prayed. I put in the work. I felt better. My mind cleared. I'm able to see the goal, the finish line. I'm still going through the journey of direction, figuring it out, trying to figure out what I want, what I really want. I have a lot of things that I can do. I mean, that's not nothing to me. It's something that I want to truly, truly have a passion and truly be like, oh, okay, I can't wait to do this. I know what field it's in, what area it's in. I'm just praying for some type of direction. I think once I figure out my direction, then everything else will fall into place. So I say all that to say is that when, I don't know, y'all, really talking to God, you don't have to have a 15-minute, 10-minute. It don't have to be that. It can be just a five-minute, 2-minute conversation. If you telling him, even if you don't believe in it, just talking out loud and telling yourself, I guess you could say, but I'm going to say talking out loud and talking to God, even in your mouth. I mean, even in your mind. You know, sometimes I think and I'm like, okay, God, you know, I think he wants you to be humble. I think those that go to him that are arrogant, have big egos, most of them ain't going to go to him anyway when they like that. But those who are praying but don't understand that they have to take accountability, or not understanding why the results are not different. Do that make sense? So a person praying, but they're praying because out of frustration, they're praying because they're stressed out with a situation. They're God, please get me out of this situation. I'm tired of this, or this and this and that, and this and this and that, and I'm a good person, and this and this and that, but you're not understanding why you're not out the situation. It has to do with something that you're not doing. You have to put in the work. God is not going to give you a sign or anything if you're not on the road, or almost if your mind is not clear enough to receive it. I'm going to say that. But I prayed, and I'm feeling I'm starting to get more comfortable with having a little 2-3 minute conversation with God. I'm just not fully there. And that's okay. That is okay. I wholeheartedly believe and accept I'm just not there yet of a certain space. And I don't want to fake it. I want to be myself. I want to understand, you know, God to understand that I'm a human. I am not a robot. I am not mechanically built. I'm flawed. I make mistakes. I learn from them. If I have not learned from them, that means my circle ain't right. My foundation ain't right. Because if I ain't learned, or I ain't got people around me that hold me accountable, I'm going to make mistakes. But nobody's around me to help me be accountable. It takes a village to raise a child. And a village should never stop. Whatever, you know, a village should never stop. Everybody needs somebody, a good person, that, especially if they're already in your circle or in your life, to hold you accountable when you're fucking up. So I learned from my mistakes, especially because I do have some people in my life that do hold me accountable. So I love that. I love that a lot. Because I'm like, shit, I ain't always right. You know, I may feel how I feel, but I ain't shit. I know I shit popped off. Oh, God, y'all. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. I know I done popped off. I just Those would say, what they say, rah-rah. That rah-rah. What y'all say? But, I'm sorry, y'all. That's just a fucking chair. I'm at work. It's cold as fuck up in here. Ooh, it's cold. I'm about to turn that shit off. But, hold on, let me see, because I don't know what you got going on. What? This. Give me 1 second, guys. Give me 1 second. I'm checking something out. These people like to play. They love to play. Okay. 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 Okay, y'all. Let me relax. Yeah, I know my mind be drifting and shit. So, that's all I came to say, y'all. I got some things I'm trying to work on. It's just, when I tell y'all, life just be going and shit, and I be trying, y'all. I know it's been a month, and y'all be like, this bitch is so inconsistent. I'm gonna have to change that shit to like once a month. I'm sorry, y'all, like once or twice a month, because right now it's just not the right time for me. I'm gonna be honest, and I don't want to keep leading y'all on this shit. So y'all really gonna have to just jump on when y'all can. Nah, but I'm gonna do twice a month. I'm gonna do that. That's what I can do. I can't do every week. I can. I really can. I just right now, just give me twice a month. I'm so thankful, and I'm so appreciative to everybody that's continuing to listen and rock with me. It means a lot to me. It really truly does. Like, y'all don't even understand. Like, I'm just even surprised. Like, what in the fuck are y'all listening to? Like, y'all know I just be talking shit, but I really want to tell y'all, and I really want to encourage y'all. I'm not the type of person to throw God on anybody and stuff, but I'm telling you, if you don't know where to go or what to do in your mind, even if you don't even believe, I just encourage you to just for a moment, just say, God, I need you. Even if you're an atheist, and I pray you're not listening to my shit, but I got one person that she is a good friend of mine, and she is an atheist. So I just, you know, we just respect each other. You know, she's not, we don't, you know, I respect her enough. We don't hang out or nothing like that. And it's not nothing like that or nothing like that. She's a wonderful woman. She has two beautiful children. She's a wonderful woman. You know, we just, you know, we don't get into that. Because I went through my journey of not believing in, and I had to go through what I had to go through to feel at my moments to actually get to that point. And that's what happened for me. But I encourage you guys, even if you are kind of a believer or you do believe in a higher power, but you don't pray, I just encourage you to pray. These times is getting the way it's getting because nobody's leading with love anymore. And it's just crazy and it's just hurtful. And I used to be a person that wanted love and wanted to be able to share that with people. And when I saw that people abused that, it really made me like, you motherfuckers are sick. I'm like, it makes no sense to me. I'm like, do you not know that a person like myself, some people don't need to be played with. Y'all have to understand, everybody is not retarded. Hold on. Hold on. Y'all gotta let you motherfuckers know. Everybody is not retarded. Everybody, literally, everybody does not have ill intentions, bad intentions. There are some genuine people. And when you cross those people, it's something. It's like you signing your own death certificate. And I don't mean in a violent way. I mean in a way of, this could have been a lifelong friendship with someone that has these great qualities that you want, because clearly in a friendship or whatever, you're dealing with them. So why would you mess that up? It's not saying don't set boundaries and all that, but I never really understood that. And like I told y'all, there's some things maybe I shouldn't share with y'all, but I want y'all to understand that I am a person of communication. And I learned that over the years. Now, do I always communicate effectively the best way? No. But do I know how? Yes. I very much so. I very much so know how. I don't need to say all what I do and have done and who I've spoken to and all that type of stuff. But yes. So to me, when I'm dealing with people and I'm giving them a certain energy and I'm giving them, you know, I don't necessarily always understand the outcome, because I'm like, what? Like, I'm literally expressing, but it's not always the best. But I just encourage y'all to pray. Like, I mean, really pray. I don't mean that bullshit ass shit. And if you need 20, 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, get your little sip, a little wine, it's okay. You know, they drunk wine. It's okay. If you need to just meditate, get yourself together, go into a quiet space or whatever you need to do, just do that and talk to him. Like, I'm learning to clear my head and clear my mind and my space and talk. You got to clear all that shit out. You got to take all that hatred out your heart. You got to get all that anger. You got to get all that shit up off you. You got to get it up off you. All that abandonment, all that trust, all that shit. You got to say, fuck it. This is my world. And I won't let it be destroyed by anything else other than my choices. If I'm going to go down, baby, I'm going to go down swinging. And because of my own shit or my kids. Not off no friends, no man, no mama, no daddy, no cousin, no nothing. I won't let you motherfuckers take me down. So, you gotta pray. You gotta keep your mind clear. Stay bullshit free. And just pray. I really encourage you to do that. And you don't have to go to God all the time. It's not something that you got to be like, oh, I got to pray today, or I'm not loyal, or I don't believe. No. When you feel those moments, you don't know what to do. I'm telling y'all, anytime I felt like that, that's what encouraged me to do this. But anytime I felt like that, I'm sorry, y'all. Damn, y'all, I'm sorry. I'm sound so fat, y'all. I was starving. But anyway, you gotta do it when you feel it. And I'm working on that. I'm just learning to clear my head, y'all. You have to, because it's too much shit going on. It's too much shit, and people are acting erratic. And I just encourage you to pray. I know some of y'all don't want to hear that. And you're like, nah. And I get it. I was there. I've been there, so, especially as a kid and an adult. I told y'all, it took me up to 22, 23 to really, fully, truly call on God and ask him and to guide me. And I promise y'all and I guarantee y'all, it's not saying that I never had a hard moment. I'm saying things could have went worse for me. Even though sometimes I want people to understand when people say they have nobody or they were alone, it's yes, it can be. It can seem harsh to those who have helped them. I want y'all to get that. Let me turn this music off. Because I always feel bad when I say I didn't have nobody. And then those that did help me feel excluded. I don't want to take away from anybody that did help me when I did need that help. But overall, and I'm thankful for that. But overall, I was just out here by myself with me and my son. I had never been a mother before. You know, I had my siblings, you know, at 18, but I never been like a mother before. And I was just out here and I was just doing what I thought was best, with no guidance. You know, he would get sick. I automatically knew, take my baby to the hospital, make sure I got his checkup. Like, I was doing the things that I thought were the best. And I did that on my own. You know, I didn't never really have anybody sit down and talk to me and say, are you making sure this or whatever? Now, it's not to say that my mom wasn't like that. She had one thing I could say about my mom is that she had always tried to be a part of my son's life. I would never take that from her. There wasn't a time that my mom had ever said, F my kids. Never. 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 I can give her that. But it was just, you know, certain things that certain growth that me and her had to do. And I'm very funny with my kids. You know, I don't believe in just sending them over to anybody's house and shit, because I'm telling you, if I find out anything, I've let somebody slide before. And that was because it was some shit going on and it was a heat of the moment. And I just was like, man, you know what? My baby is safe. But I promise I will never give anybody a pass like that again. That was the one and the only and the last motherfucking time somebody plays with me and my kids. That was the last time. I don't have the energy to have to tell motherfuckers to respect what I'm saying. Period. I don't have to do anything. But I do it. So, I definitely encourage you guys to pray when you don't know, when you're feeling lost, when you're feeling low, when something is going on and you're just like, oh my God, I can't think. I just need to know. I need to know. You just go somewhere quiet, whether it's in the bathroom, whether it's around, and you just pray. And you don't just pray and be like, God, I need you. I don't know. Something going on. You just, God, look. This is what I tell them. I'll be like, I don't even go into too much detail. It ain't like I'm trying to have no conversation, because he know. He already know. You know what I'm saying? But it's some choices we making to get ourselves in certain situations or certain shit is happening, because it's just life. It's a two ways things happen in life. It's either by your hand that you done did, or by fucking nature and life. We have no control over that. You know, so we don't have no control. It's already written. It's already what it is. Once I press publish on this, it's already out. It's already done. And that's a choice I'm making to put that out. But a lot of things in this life is about choices that we've made. And if you keep making certain choices, it's just not, you know. I'm just saying pray. Just pray. It is powerful. It is. I'm on a journey of that. Yeah, I know I go on many motherfucking journeys. I ain't came back from some of them yet. I'm still going through the motherfuckers. But I'm on a journey of I'm on a stage, I should say, but working on my time management, working on these is things, like I told y'all, what I know now. Shit, I'm learning that will help me further in life. I don't give a fuck about nothing else. You know, get help me further in life with my kids, with my life. So if it's to help me, hello. And y'all, that's if you didn't know, you know, and I'm out.